Hey guys, Property Search, think Gladfish. I'm Brad Leaguerwood and this is Property Rant. So today what I want to do, I wanted to talk about the deception of case studies. And what I mean by that is, in actual fact, I'm going to talk about the positive side of the deception because it's more of an educational thing than a deception in most cases. In some cases, it certainly is not. And it's this, okay? So if we look at, these are real properties, these are real figures, rounded obviously, but the reality is they're actual figures of developments that we have done. And I just want to show you how I can make things look a lot better than perhaps they are, or perhaps they were, or it's probably not the right word, because what I'm not trying to do is, it's not deceptive, the figures are absolutely correct, but you'll see what I mean. Okay, so let's look at Emerald Gardens. Emerald Gardens, Wembley in London. Now, this is a Quintain development, massive regeneration, fantastic, is where our office is. We bought, or our investors bought, in fact, I got one too, at 320,000. Right now, in 2017, in January, it's worth 454 on their website. So effectively, there's quite a good profit in the 134,000 profit, all right? Now, albeit a paper profit, because actually nobody's flipped the properties and actually realized that cash yet. So the reality is most clients have held it, which is a good thing because it's such a long period of growth that we've got. So that's 44,000 per year. Sounds fantastic. Who wants one? Absolutely. I'm sure back then, everyone wanted one because at this stage, I know that sales were quite slow. Wembley wasn't really heard of. It was kind of, they knew people, things were happening. The arena was there, it was great, but investors weren't in there. So we got in there early, and of course now, everybody wants one. Okay, so that's great. Now this is over a 3-year period. Now that's important, 3 years. So 134 divided by 3 comes out about 44, okay, give or take, all right? High Point Village, let's look at another one. All right, High Point Village. This is in Hayes in London. This is on Crossrail. We got in very early, very, very early. I think this was 2010 when we sold these, okay? 168, and actually it was 2010. 168,000, they're currently worth 310,000, and with Crossrail coming next year, I imagine that'll go up even higher. Okay, so in 7 years, clients have made 20 grand per year, okay? Albeit paper profit if they haven't sold them. All right, so I'll put that little disclaimer in. But look, you know, I'm not trying to deceive you with these figures. These are real figures. 20 grand a year. Who'd be happy with that? Everyone, of course, all right? Now, the interesting thing is, 44 grand a year, 20 grand a year, all right? Then let's have a look at the Regency, okay? The Regency in South Woodford in London, okay? And this was another development. 10 years we've had this, 10 years, okay? And I've got one of these here too. So it's 317K. Up to 455K. So that works out over 10 years, 14 grand per year. Now you may say, I'll take that one because it's 44 grand a year rather than that one and that one. And actually, why would I bother that at 14 grand a year? Actually, to be fair, I'm sure everyone would be happy with 44 grand a year. Because here's the key with case studies, yeah? It's all very good to pick the growth phase in property, yeah? So for instance, when we look at 3 years, this was massive growth. Do I think I'm gonna get 44 grand a year, okay, for the next 7 years to make that 10 years? I doubt it very much, okay? So when you're looking at case studies, you know, have the little warning alarm bells go off because just because they're saying 44 grand a year, yeah, I am pretty sure that that will slowly come down to what will be about 5 to 8% per year of the property value. Okay, because that's normal capital growth and it's not every single year, it shoots up and then it's, you know, slow and steady growth. And that's the key here. When you understand the property cycle, you realize that these can be deceptive. You know, this is over a 10-year period. And remember, okay, these ones were over the actual period when literally we were living through a recession. This one in particular, okay, this was right on the recession. Okay, and it still made 14 grand per year over 10 years. And you know what, it's been rented every single day, never had a problem, you know, with it. And that's with all of these, okay? And 100 other developments we've done, okay? So the key here is understand that when these things are happening, what really is going on. Okay, guys, have a great day. Live with passion.